One of the reasons they're tilting is Goose Island Beer. Todd Ashman is with us, the president of Goose Island. Todd, we've talked a lot, mostly on opening day, I think. Welcome back.
Tilters.
You're not a tilter yet, are you?
I was here at 9 a.m.
Yeah. Well, you were here at 9 a.m. because there was a big ribbon cutting over at Guaranteed Rate Park, right? Explain that for me.
There was. We now have a Goose Island at the park at Guaranteed Rate Field. We in right field, we built a water system that goes around to mimic the real Goose Island.
Is that an ice slide today, or is that flowing water?
It is flowing water. I can't wait to see what Sox fans do with it, especially in late innings.
Is it the kind of thing you can jump into?
It's the kind of thing you could slide down.
Is it a pool? Is it a wading pool? Is it for public use?
So it's like a moat, but it is exposed.
And it's for the people in that Goose Island area.
Yeah, so we took over two sections of right field, surrounded it with water, put some nice TVs in there, some really nice seats. There's some wait staff that will be serving people out there. But it was
a major rehab, right? It's a major rehab of a big part of the park.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be one of the best outfields in baseball.
Is that your investment or is that the White Sox? How does that happen?
That's part of the sponsorship deal that we have with the White Sox. Yeah, we worked with them, and it's a marketing deal.
You know, I go back to the earliest days of Goose Island when the brewery first opened off Clyburn, when it was basically the only thing there. I mean, the growth has been incredible since then, but tell me about the significance of a North Side company moving to the South Side and the White Sox fans.
You're trying to get me to say some not nice stuff, right?
No, I am not.
No, but that's a nice stuff thing to say.
So our brewery is at Fulton and Wood, and I did the Google Maps. We are 0.1 miles closer to Guaranteed Rate Field than we are Wrigley Field.
Yeah. But this opens up a great, I mean, this exposes you to people who might not have been earlier.
Oh, yeah. I've been a Sox fan since I was a little kid, as is my whole family and my wife's family and my friends. So for me, it's a dream come true. I still can't believe that we are part of the White Sox organization, and I'm down here on opening day talking about a right field that's associated with Goose Island.
So this is the time, if you were going to say something to get yourself in trouble, you could do it now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, back in 1983, my friend Greg Hall and I, who I'm staring at right now, and Marianne Martini, who I'm looking at, when they had clinched it to go to the playoffs, we jumped over the right field wall.
In 83?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had season tickets here that year.
Yeah, there you go. And last year, Jerry Reinsdorf approached me. They pulled a fast one on me, and he said, "We've been looking for you for all these years, the guy that jumped the wall." So it feels like a family organization to me.
Tell me, too, I hear you have a new flavor coming out this summer, a local beer for local taverns.
We do. It's called Born and Raised. It was based on a beer that was made from the first brewery in Chicago, Lil Diversi. Before the Chicago Fire, it was the most popular beer in Chicago. It was a cream ale, but we mimicked that recipe, and we're calling it Born and Raised. It will be a Chicago-only beer forever. I'm making that promise.
You're never going to distribute that elsewhere?
Never, ever, no matter what.
And how do you know the recipe? How do you know that you're creating the actual beer here? Do they have it? I mean, it must be like on a 5x7 note card somebody had squirreled away the original recipe for that beer?
That would be, I'm going to keep that a secret and so nobody else finds that recipe. But yeah, we had a good idea what the original recipe was.
It's going to be available only on tap, or are you going to bottle it too?
Right now it's only on draft. We'll play that one by ear. But yeah, it's only on draft right now, Born and Raised.
But only in Chicago.
Only in Chicago, yeah.
And it's a cream ale or a cream ale? What will this be like? What would be akin to?
We're calling it a Chicago-style ale. But yes, it is. If you had to associate it with a style, it would be a cream ale. Cream ales are not creamy. But yeah, let's go with Chicago-style ale.
And when is that available, Todd?
You don't have any with you, do you?
It's sitting in front of me right now.
Is that right?
Oh, that's one of them? Oh, my gosh, I really want to try one.
Yeah, if I didn't have this microphone two inches away from my mouth.
Maybe Steve or I could, while you're talking about it, just take a little sip. How would you feel about that? Are you one of those people that's uncomfortable with us trying your beer?
No, I'd feel upset if you didn't try it.
Okay, here I go.
I'm in, Steve.
I wouldn't do that, Todd. That was a baby sip, too.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. Yeah, it's not creamy. Like, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
Would you describe those as citrus notes? Or what is that? Mm.
Yeah, you might be picking up some citrus notes, but it's just a very drinkable beer.
Yeah, that's delightful.
So let's call it something on opening day. If you start at 9 a.m. like I did, it'd be the perfect beer to have all
day. I was going to say, does it get better or gets worse? I bet if it gets better as the day goes on.
Absolutely better.
So I was out with my son, who just turned 21 a few months ago. It was father-son night. We were out for a beer, and he ordered a 312. And so I started thinking of you guys, and I don't know if you picked up on the 312 for me or if you got it elsewhere, but how, you know, well, I mean, Goose Island is a fun company, you know, you practical jokes and all that fun stuff, but how do you market to a young audience without attracting an audience to build up their sort of allegiance, but not to attract too young of an audience, right? I mean, there must be some sort of strategy there.
I don't know if we go that deep. Of course, we want 21-year-olds like your son to be drinking our beer, but we just, you know, our marketing is Chicago, but we're all over the world now, and I think we do a much better job of promoting Chicago than Chicago Fire or Chicago Med or whatever those shows are.
Right. No, I had a 312 in Oslo last year.
No kidding, really?
Yeah, absolutely, the bar in Oslo. Yeah, on tap.
Yeah, we promote Chicago. So if you're a Chicagoan, I would hope you like our beer, whether you're 21 years old or 91 years old.
Is there ever a concern about getting too big? Is there a niche that some beers have and you don't want to be too large? Or is that silly talk?
No, when we opened in 1988, we were the first brew pub in Chicago, and nobody knew what craft beer was. So our mission was always to expose people to the beer we were making. So the fact that people are drinking our beer all over the world, I don't think that's too big. I think that's wonderful, and I love it. I still get freaked out when I go to Cleveland and see our beer, let alone, you know, Shanghai.
It's pretty cool when you're in a bar in Oslo, and
the
best beer available is one that came out of Chicago.
Well, I appreciate that.
Todd Ashman, the president of Goose Island Beer, we'll see you in right field this summer.
Absolutely. See you there. Cheers.